Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to what I consider...
Are we here?
Oh, yeah, there we are. Welcome back to what I consider another session of sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, again, our hearts and prayers go out to victims of the shooting. And I'll get more into this later on. And, but, you know, the caveat here is, again, they're running at the guns. It's the guns' fault. It's about the guns. It's the guns. Never the person who pulls the trigger. It's just the guns. Chicago. It's not the thugs. It's not them. It's the guns. This is lunacy at its finest. No joke. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time. Kimberly Moran's going to join me right after the break. And, today was a different day. I was going to jokingly say a great day for the Biden administration. Finally got rid of Jen Psaki. Don't know about this replacement. I mean, if you think about it, again, she's had time to watch. She has had time to shine. She's had time to, you know, figure it out. And apparently, she didn't take any of that time. Now, remember, my understanding is she is all about white supremacy. None of the issues are really Joe Biden's. None of the issues are really has to do with the administration. It all has to do with white supremacy. But what I love about this is, again, as I said, she had plenty of time to get up to speed, if you would. And I guess she decided not to take any of that time to get up to speed. I'm just thoroughly amazed that these people, again, I don't have her name here. Or do I? Yeah. Take a listen. You got to hear this, because there's no way in God's creation that you're going to listen to this and actually think that she's got her act together. Peter Ducey really took her to task today. Take a listen, maybe. Let's see if this thing works.
Corrine, congratulations.
Thanks.
Nice to see you out there.
Thank you.
The president's Twitter account posted the other day, you want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share.
Mm-hmm.
How does raising taxes on corporations reduce inflation?
Are you talking about a specific tweet?
He tweeted, you want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share.
Look, you know, we have talked about this past year, about making sure that the wealthiest among us are paying their fair share. And that is important to do, and that is something that, the president has been working on every day when we talk about inflation and lowering costs. costs. And so it's very important that as we're seeing costs rise, as we're talking about how to, build an America that's safe, that's equal for everyone and doesn't leave anyone behind, that is an important part of that as well.
But how does raising taxes on corporations lower the cost of gas, the cost of a used car, the cost of food for everyday Americans?
So look, I think we encourage those who have done very well, right, especially those who care about climate change, to support a fair tax code that doesn't change, that doesn't charge manufacturers, workers, cops, builders a higher percentage of their earnings, that the most fortunate people in our nation, and not let that stand in the way of reducing energy costs and fighting this existential problem, if you think about that as an example, and to support basic collective bargaining rights as well, right? That's also important. But look, it is,
enough! I can't take it anymore. I'm going to pop a blood vessel. Has it answered the question yet? Puts it right back on, it has to do with the rich. It's all the fault of the rich. It's all because the rich don't pay their fair share. Well, how much of the fair share will help bring inflation down? When has this new thing come about that taxing the rich brings down inflation? This is, we're going to have some fun. Now, be ready for it, because you're all going to be called, misogynists and racists and the whole nine yards, because she's a black woman. I don't care what color you are. Can't do the job. But look at, we were all over sake. Oh, that's right. That's because we're misogynists. That's why we didn't like sake. This is nuts. Just nuts. And we let them get away with it. Well, the collective we, if you would. And Peter Ducey, I mean, God bless that. I wasn't so sure about him in the beginning, but over the years, he's won me over big time. He's not letting them get away. He stays on it with them. And I don't blame him. I'm sorry, Jean Pierre, thank you very much. And they're not tough questions. Right? I mean, seriously. I mean, listen, if she really wants to win the argument, she should at least say, well, let me circle back around with you on that one. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, seriously. And that means you need to get informed. Once you get informed, everything goes so much better, I guarantee it. If you want to see the show, Facebook, again, has kind of blocked all the videos. So if you're one of those Facebook people that you wouldn't give up and you say you like the show, head over to the website, JoeMessina.com. That's where it's at. That's where you see it. That's where you hear it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. And I'm sure we'll be talking about the shootings that took place. We'll be right back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. But let's get to it, because I got a lot I want to talk to her about, and I'm sure we can get... We get some eyeballs popping on this one. Kimberly Moran joins me. Always, I'm going to start calling you my gun gal, because when it comes to the Second Amendment and guns and the whole nine yards, you know, you're probably at the top of my list of people who know about guns, you know. And you were doing your duty this weekend, so to speak, weren't you?
I was teaching women how to shoot.
You mean you were teaching women how to protect themselves without the permission of the government, so to speak?
Yes, because we don't need the permission from our government in New Hampshire. Well, at least not to carry concealed or carry, but
yeah.
Unlike New York State, that has some of the strictest gun control laws in the country, and California, by the way, but you know that.
Oh,
California's no. California's number one. But they got lots of crime and lots of crimes committed with guns. Isn't that weird?
Well, you know, isn't it funny how you have these shootings and the first thing they do is they blame it on the guns, right?
And always.
And right now they're screaming, the big loons on the left are screaming that if the GOP would allow them to pass, you know, common sense gun laws, that we wouldn't have these kind of shootings. And I'm going, my God, you really could sell water to a drowning man, couldn't you? That's how bad they are.
How has that worked out in places that have extremely strict gun control laws? Ooh,
like Chicago and D.C. and L.A.
All
and,
of California.
Of California, right, yeah.
All these places, the places with the least strict gun control laws, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, are the three of the safest states in the country consistently. Like, we battle back and forth for the bottom three.
Yep.
The top three states as bottom three in crime.
Well, what I love about this, I love the fact, again, they're harping on the fact that the guns, first of all, if we didn't have guns, this wouldn't be happening. The GOP is in the way of, you know, common sense gun laws, which is not, we both know that's not true. Matter of fact, most people know that's not true. And so they're trying to put out, who is it, Joy Behar, I call her Joyless Behar, right? She has Representative Elise Stefanik and her staff need to quit and quit now because it's only going to get worse and you people are in the way, basically. She's blaming that mass shooting in Buffalo on the GOP.
Right. Of course. They're going to, look, the left always blames any crime committed by someone white on everybody else, except for the actual criminal.
Right.
Now, they do that for everything, if it's a gun. Or if it's, you know, like the black supremacist in Waukesha, I can't say it right. The one, you know, Biden didn't go and visit those people to see how they were doing because it was a black supremacist who killed all of those people, white people. But it doesn't matter. They always blame the object, unless it's a vehicle. Or a knife, or a hand or fist. If it's a firearm, they're going to blame the because they don't want anyone having firearms except for, of course, their own security guards. You know, they hate the police. They want to defund them, but yet, you know, the police are going to have firearms.
Well,
police are going to protect you. That's what they tell people. The police are there to protect you. Okay, but wait a minute. You want to defund the police, and you have AGs that are prosecuting criminals, so the criminals have a free-for-all, and they can get guns illegally. They don't care about your gun laws. They don't care about any of your laws.
Right.
And you're going to tell me that I can't have a firearm to protect myself from the criminals that you enable with your gun control and your other laws and lack of prosecution. Kiss my Irish behind. I behave.
But it's, you know, again, the guy that did the shooting, like in Buffalo, for instance, months. He's been talking about doing this for months. Why didn't the FBI pick up on it? He's got, you know, posts and he's got, you know, tweets out there. People around him knew he was a little on the whack side. Where are the people that are supposed to be protecting us?
Personally, I got to tell you, as soon as I saw this, He was on the FBI's radar. That first thing everybody says, oh, I'm sure he was on the FBI's radar because they usually are. Given what we know about the FBI and how crime they've been encouraging and inciting crimes and people to commit crimes, I never doubt if they're involved in these kind of things. Because easily online, you can pretend you're not a Fed boy. Am I right?
Yeah.
Look at the Whitmer thing. January 6th, we know for sure both of those two, we know for sure in both of those cases, the FBI incited people to commit criminal acts.
Well, I think any time, like, even this with Joy Behar, that she'll never admit to it, right? But by calling it, you know, a racial act and mainstream Republicans think like this, mainstream GOPers think like this, and, you know, we're all out, we hate black folks, we want to kill. It's like, really? You don't think that's going to cause some issues or some problems from some black folks that are on the fringe? I mean, seriously.
Right.
And frankly, even some white folks that are on the fringe that want to get back. But no, right. I could never say that. God forbid, right?
Right. Of course not.
No.
Of course not.
But she did. She did come out and say that that social media bears some responsibility for the Buffalo hate-fueled mass shooting. But what comes out of that? Nothing, right?
No, they would probably just want to curb free speech or something. You know, anything they disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
Any speech they don't like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Any speech that, I mean, do you remember how they were when people disagreed with getting vaxxed? Those people were all evil and they should be punished. So any speech that isn't something they want to hear, I mean, unless it's the Taliban and they don't care if those people are online, but or black supremacists or Antifa or Black Lives Matter.
No. I can't let you tell lies on the show. There's no such thing as black supremacy. I don't know if you heard that. And black folks cannot be racist because they don't have the power. I love hearing this stuff. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. You might want to tell that to Louis Farrakhan. You might want to tell that to the new Black Panthers. I think they would argue with you.
Yep. No, I'm sure they would. I've got black friends that will tell you that you know, black folks can be just as racist as white people, and we need to stop all this garbage. So anyway, back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Marin right after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Officials in Buffalo say the suspect in a mass shooting at a supermarket was in the city months before the attack. City Police Commissioner John Garmalia.
The individual was here a few months ago, back in early March.
Officials added that the suspect, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, had planned to attack a second location had he not been caught by authorities. They're investigating the shooting as a hate crime, citing the suspect's racist rant posted online. More than 260 Ukrainian fighters were evacuated from the besieged steel plant at Mariupol, including dozens that were seriously wounded. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the evacuation of the fighters from the plant was to save their lives, adding that the country needs their heroes to be alive, calling it a principle. The Dow closed higher by 27 points, but the Nasdaq fell 142 points, and the S&P 500 was off by 16. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Rucci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, let me just bring her on because I can't have anybody better on to speak about the thing. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. Now, Kimberly, you were teaching women how to defend themselves. Now, did you use the Joe Biden style, grab a shotgun and shoot it in the air, or did you actually teach them how to defend themselves?
No, it was actually a beginning class of how to use a firearm and how they work. But that's more than Joe Biden knows.
That's no kidding, right? Just grab the shotgun, go out on the porch, shoot it in the air, and I'm sure the burglar will run away. Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Joe. Yeah, let's let Jill try that at home. We'll send somebody over, you know?
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous.
It's just amazing. Anyway, so let's move on. You know, I'm noticing the only story that's really getting a lot of attention is the story on the sheriff. I mean, on the Asian church in Southern California. Buffalo, the shooting that took place in Buffalo. But the church down in Laguna Woods, Southern California, not getting as much time in the news. And I think that is because it's, as you said, as I said, it's kind of white-on-white crime. It was an Asian man went in and shot up an Asian church. I do love the fact that I think I told you during the break, I thought it was great they hogtied him, huh?
Oh, that's fabulous. I love that.
But it's because it's white-on-white crime, you won't hear much about it. There's no way.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
You're not going to hear much. Just like you don't hear black-on-black crime, just like you don't hear about, you're just not going to hear about it. Unless it's... No, it depends. If a mass shooter is white and he kills a bunch of white people, you might hear about it because they just want to blame the gun.
So you're getting, yeah, I was just going to say, you're getting all this information about the Buffalo shooter because, again, as you said, it was a hate crime. It was a racist thing. The guy hated black folks. We're there. We agree. Right? Nobody here pushing back on that. You go down here, you got white-on-white crime. Nobody wants to hear about that. But to put your mind at ease, I want you to know that Governor Gavin Newsom, he issued a tweet. I guess that's how they do the press releases now. He issued a tweet that said he is monitoring the situation. So I feel much better now, knowing that.
He's not going to talk about it because it's Asian-on-Asian crime. He doesn't care. Yeah, unless he can use it as an excuse to try to put even more strict gun control laws into place than California already has, seeing as they are the number one most strict state with gun control laws. But, you know, I wonder where they fall on crime with guns. Per capita.
I love this. You know, you look at CNN News. I always love to do this when we have these things happen, right? There, you got to go pretty deep in the story before you find out that they were black shooters and probably gang-related.
Yep.
Okay? I mean, they start the whole thing off with people, multiple people were shot. Okay? And I'm sitting there going, really? Seriously? You can't just get to this situation, right? And they now think it may have stemmed from a altercation between two parties. Again, not two black gangs, but two parties.
Right.
It's just amazing to me. And again, to your point, they can't let you know that it's racist on the other side or there's an issue on the other side. It has to be a white-on-black crime or it's not news.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They don't care otherwise. They really, all they want to do, honestly, they don't care. They don't care about stopping crime, because if they actually cared about stopping crime, they wouldn't do all this bail reform that's actually creating more crime, because they're just letting criminals go. They wouldn't tie the hands of business owners and other people to protect themselves from these criminals that they're enabling. They just want to get rid of guns. They don't care. They don't want people protecting themselves. Because they know, criminals know, if there's the psychopath in Buffalo said that, I chose New York because of the strict gun control laws, and I know that there most likely won't be people there to shoot back, and if there are, they're limited in their capacity.
And you see that over, this is not news, you see that over and over again, these people go to these places because they know that nobody can protect themselves for all intents and purposes.
Right.
And they don't care.
No.
You know?
They absolutely don't care.
And then, you know, you love some of these places when they finally catch the people or they get the weapons back. You know, the weapons are stolen. They're hot. The serial numbers are missing. And you're going, okay. And how would more laws fix that? Help me understand.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly. How are more laws going to fix? Because criminals don't obey laws. I mean, murder is illegal. I say this every time. Murder is illegal. They don't seem to care about that law.
No. No, so, not at all.
What are you doing about that? Like, they're not, they violate. Anytime there's a shooting, I'm like, okay, I look up, you know, the laws of the state, whatever, laws of where they are. I'm like, okay, they violated this law, that law, this next law, this other law, this other law. You really think that if you put in another law, they're going to
obey it?
Yeah,
it'll fix it. It'll totally fix it. Don't you know that?
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, God. I just think this is hilarious. By the way, somebody sent me a question. It says, you think Buttigieg's family is getting milk? Because, you know, they have to buy it, right? You know what I mean?
No. Don't be silly. He's chest feeding. You are so silly.
Oh, God.
Like, oh, my God. Well, how could you dare think that Pete Buttigieg would have to buy formula?
I don't even know what to do with that. I mean,
I'm sure when the government sent all those pallets upon pallets of formula to the border for illegals, that they might have slipped some to Buttigieg so he could feed his baby.
I love it. Well, you know, again, you go back to what we were talking about before. It's kind of like they know what's best for us. You know, they all say that we're not above the law. They're not. No one is above the law. But look at them. I am sure, like you, you know, he's got closets of this stuff if he needs it. And somebody will run down to the border and get him a couple of palletfuls and bring it back to him. They're not suffering. There isn't a Dem right now that's suffering at all. Unless it's Joe Manchin, in which case he's not suffering either. He's got a few bucks to deal with.
Yeah, no, none of them are suffering. None of them ever will. They don't care that the plebs are suffering. They don't care that the regular people are suffering, especially the working class who have babies but then have to work. They don't have a choice. They can't stay home. They can't have a nanny. They don't have someone else who can take care of their baby. They have to take care of their baby. They have to work. They have to provide formula for the baby if they can't breastfeed. And they can't. They certainly can't afford the prices of formula with Biden's inflation.
So
I mean, this isn't getting any better. And this isn't going away. And it was Biden's FDA that shut down the largest baby formula manufacturer in the country based on not much. They should not have shut them down. There was nothing wrong with the formula. Something was found in the factory that wouldn't even affect the formula. And they shut them down for 3 months, and they haven't let them reopen. Number one, Biden knew about this. Number two, they knew it would be really bad. And number three, they did it intentionally because, honestly, they really want to harm Americans. Because let me tell you, they sent plenty of formula to the border, and they sent plenty of formula to Ukraine. We are America last now because of the Biden administration and the psychopathic commie Democrats who are running it behind the scenes.
Look, every move they make says that. Every move. You know, it's funny, you brought up the baby formula plants, and I was reading an article the other day in the Journal that talked about how they can't get inspectors out there. That's their biggest problem. That the FDA won't send inspectors out there because they're still under some kind of, you know, mask mandate. They're working from home. They don't have to go out on site if they're fearful. This is nuts.
Yeah, because they've been sitting back working from home playing video games and watching porn for the past 2 years. They're not working. Our own freaking senators and losers representatives aren't even in their offices in D.C. I don't even know if they're in their offices here. But none of them are working. They're all sitting at home twiddling their thumbs, cashing their paycheck. Oh, and maybe they're going to go on their Peloton that taxpayers are now paying for.
Oh, I know. I did that story last week. Right. I mean,
if people aren't awake right now, just keep on going because you're not going to
ask the average person you run into if they know about this stuff. They don't have a clue. Anyway, be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Kimberly after the break.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Welcome back. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Listen, this is Police Appreciation Week, as far as I'm concerned, national. You know what? They're not bad people. I know everybody wants to beat on them. Everybody wants to call them bad because, for whatever reason, it's been drilled into your head. There are bad cops. There are bad firemen. There are bad teachers. There are bad people out there. But you don't make them all suffer for it. Matter of fact, some groups, you don't let anybody suffer for it. You know, when it comes to teachers, I guess you can't have a bad teacher. Just ask another teacher. But anyhow, wouldn't kill you when you see them in the McDonald's or you see them somewhere or grabbing something to eat. Buy their lunch. Won't kill you. Go over and shake the hand and thank them for protecting you. Think of all the people that want to defund them so they, you know, they've got families to feed. They have families to go home to at night or they work the night shift in the morning. Show some appreciation. Wouldn't kill you. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So, let's see. We were talking about the, we're talking a little bit about Pete Buttigieg, or who I lovingly refer to as Butter Cheeks. And I told you how, for a long time now, I started looking at the dates when we were talking during the break, back all the way back to 2013, CNN has regularly put up articles that breastfeeding is not natural. It's not normal. And there's actually hidden dangers with breastfeeding. And, you know, moms can suffer maybe even PTSD. I mean,
it's because they're part of the global cabal that wants all women dependent on the government, which, you know, if they can't breastfeed, or if they don't breastfeed, or they think it's bad, that means that they'd have to rely on the government for formula. Like, oh, wait, what we're seeing right now. I would rather breastfeed than give my kid formula if I could, if I had a choice. You know, not everybody can because it doesn't work. Not everybody can because they have foster baby or adopted a baby, like Buttigieg. Not everybody can because they can't pump. Even if they try to, maybe it's not enough and they need to supplement. There's a whole slew of reasons why women can't breastfeed, but it is natural. And doctors do recommend it, at least for the first 3 to 6 months, because of the antibodies, natural antibodies yep. that your children receive from it.
Here's what I love about this. One of the articles, I mean, basically it goes on to say that it's not inclusive enough, right? And they're worried that if you use
the phrase... Well, that's the key. That's the key. It's yes, not inclusive that's enough. Right that's there. The key. Yep. That's it.
If you use the phrase natural... Now, here's the thing I kept saying. If it's unnatural, why do women produce breast milk when a baby's born? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
they're trying to destroy women and they won't even admit it.
And then, but then they go to the other side of this, and they go, well, most mothers feel a little bit guilty about going the unnatural route, and some women can't breastfeed. Does that mean that there's something wrong with them? Like, well, they might be having a medical issue. It's just, you know, it happens. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with, you know, mentally wrong with them or something. Why does everything have to go to that nth degree with these people?
Because that's how they roll, because they want to make the people who do, so they want to make it so that women who do promote breastfeeding as being healthier or being, you know, the best option, then they work to help women and to spread that word. They want to make it so that those women are looked upon as being evil or bad. That's basically what it boils down to.
You'd be bouncing out of your chair if you read this article, right? It says, using the word natural evokes a sense of purity or goodness, right? But meanwhile, synthetic substances produced in technologies mass-produced by the industry are seen as unnatural. They are unnatural.
Because they are! Oh, maybe that's why Bill Gates is producing some kind of natural fake breast milk.
Oh, my God. This is why I keep telling you, they're so self-unaware. They don't even read what they write.
So the reason they're really doing this is not because they give a rat's behind about breast milk. They do give a rat's behind about erasing women and making it so that people will actually believe men can get pregnant. That is the problem. They're trying to make it look like breastfeeding is evil. And yep. because who can breastfeed? Only women. I mean, in fact, only women can have babies. I mean, that's true, despite what Calvin Klein says.
You hit a home run, because two paragraphs later, they go on to say that that to describe breastfeeding as natural is to make a number of assumptions about gender roles and family lives. Are the two gay dads raising their children, are they unnatural?
Yes! I'm sorry. I have very good. One of my best friends is gay. I have gay friends who have children. Well, he had children with his wife, but whatever. Now he's gay. Whatever. But that's a whole different ballgame. But no, it's not natural. So babies. Oh my good Lord! Why did you bring me here tonight? Only men and women, only a man and a woman can create an offspring. That's like that in the entire universe. Okay, that's not true. There's some asexual amoeba type animal things, but as far as mammals go, it has to be male and female. That's it. Two males aren't creating a baby, two females aren't creating a baby. Right? Am I right?
No. Hey.
So that's natural. That's natural.
It's so funny to watch, though, even in their own words, the way they take shots at the traditional family, if you would.
Yes, the natural that's family. Their goal.
Yeah, it's
that
your
is their
point.
Goal. Yep. Yeah. You know, all those years when everybody would talk about the gay agenda or the LGBT, well, LGBT agenda before the T was involved, because a lot of people in the LGBT don't like even want the T involved. I don't even know how the T's involved because they don't even belong in that group. It turns out that these people were pretty much right on. They were pretty much spot on. I thought they were all cray-cray. But it turns out there is an agenda, and it's being pushed, and it's been pushed for years.
Yeah, what's funny is
people weren't wrong.
Left-leaning people and people not in that world or that universe will tell you you're crazy. And you go, well, wait a minute, how am I crazy when for a small portion of the community, we spend 70-80% of our time on it, talking about it, making laws around it, all of that. How do you figure?
And, you know? And trying to harm other people because of it, excluding or harming or erasing an entire gender because of the and it's, I don't want to blame the LGB, it's the T. It's the trans activists who push this and the billionaires who support them who push this.
You know,
and they actually harm the gay community when they do this. And I know many people in the gay community who believe the same. They harm their community. They don't belong in it. They're literally harming lesbians and bisexual women as well.
Well, you can't use the word. I mean, can you really use the term women? They're trying to do away with the genders altogether, gender references altogether, which is really funny because they've come up with so many of them, right? So can you even be gay anymore? There's no men. The word men doesn't exist. It's like Title IX sports, specifically made to help women's sports. Now they're looking for ways to water it down and rewrite it.
Right, because they want to allow men who aren't women to play in women's sports and destroy them for them.
Yep.
Yeah, because they want to allow that. This is the left on drugs, people. This is what we've all allowed this. Not enough of us fought back. Some of us did. Some of us did. And we took the heat and we dealt with the fallout. But too many people just sat back and said, that's not so bad. And then it got worse. And then it got worse. And they said, I don't know. I can't say anything because they'll attack me and I'll lose my job and everybody will think I'm a trans woman. But I want to protect my daughter. But, I can't say anything. Yeah. All of you women and mothers and parents and people out there who didn't stand up and fight back against these lunatics, you're why this all happened.
That's right. Bingo. I'm talking to people now about the things that they should have been doing, the things they let go. I mean, their eyes fly open when I tell them in California here, a 12-year-old girl could get an abortion through the school system without the parents knowing about it. It's nuts.
They tried to pull that in New Hampshire, and we said, no. They tried to pull that in New Hampshire, that same thing, but it was 14. You can't let a 14-year-old can get an abortion without telling parents. Are you kidding me? These people are sick and disturbed. You're right. They want to destroy the family because, you know what? They want the government to be the family.
Yes. No, you're exactly right. They want you totally dependent on the government. They want you believing that the only one that can save you, the only one that is your savior, is the government. Because when you're tight on food, they'll bring you food. Oh, that's if they have it, they'll bring you food. You know, if you're tight on baby formula, if they have some, they'll be able to bring you food.
No, Joe. You'll be given a food voucher and wait in line like they do in Venezuela and Cuba.
Oh, my God. All right, where do people find you?
GreenickRock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right, people. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Tom Del Beccaro joins me, former chairman of the California Republican Party, to talk about why do we not have somebody to run against Newsom for governor. I don't get it. We'll be back in a little bit.